As the sun rises over a small cobbled lined lane with quaint stone houses of a small settlement in a remote area of Nalluri, a neat but overdressed man is seen walking with confidence toward the entrance of a small clapboard-sided inn. As the man steps inside of the entrance, he immediately waves away the good mornings of the bartender and server in the inn with a dismissive hand. His eyes quickly fall on a brown-haired halfling man finishing the second course of his breakfast. Striding to the halfling's table, the man produces a long piece of parchment and sits without waiting for an invitation. Placing the parchment before the halfling and the remains of his breakfast, the symbol of a black snake head emblazoned at the top.
I always knew there was eventually someone would find me and produce a contract with this symbol, but I never thought it would be this soon, and honestly, I never thought you would find me here.
A hand falls on the parchment with a thus pointing to the following words inscribed in deep black ink. As so stated in the terms of the agreement, I, Tinker Gildrop, relinquish my soul to Grand Demon Asmodeus until such a time as a favor is completed to the satisfaction of the writer of this agreement, Asmodeus, ruler of the Nine Hells. Please see the task outlined below.
The legalese of these contracts always so official and dire.
The hand slides down the parchment toward the halfling, exposing the next block of dark script. Tinker Gildrop, as your extension simulacra perished 210 days ago and you did not, you may now freely pass between the plains of Nalluri and Irulan unimpeded.
Right. My extension simulacra is dead? How?
I require you to use this new ability to thwart two groups of people. One, a small band of adventurers from Irulan, and one, another small group of which you may be more familiar. You must, by all means necessary, stop Cyrus, Cam, Dagna, Boone, and your friend Callus from progressing on their current path.
You expect me not only to find, but prevent Callus and his friends from continuing on some mission?
Death is preferable, but any permanent solution to this agreement is acceptable. Once you have dispatched the Nallurian contingent to my satisfaction, you will receive further information on the Irulanian party. Failure to comply will result in my permanent control of your eternal soul, and any pain you may endure following shall be mine to command. Signed, Asmodeus, Steward of the Serpentine Throne, King of the Nine Hells.
So, right. All I have to do is... dissuade Callus and his party from continuing some chore of theirs, and then do the same for some other group in Irulan, and I will have completed my end of this contract.
The man's hand slowly withdraws from the parchment and drops silently into his lap, staring from under a wide-brimmed hat at the halfling.
Well, good. I shall soon be complete with this contract and be rid of this silly agreement once and for all. My business secure and prospering. Do you have any idea where Callus is now?
The man stands without comment, leaving the parchment where it rests, turning on his heel and striding out the door, leaving a faint odor of fish liver and incense hanging in the air.
Had I known it would be this easy to rid myself of this contract, I wouldn't have come to this tiny town in the first place. Now, to find Callus and dissuade him from progressing on his current path.
The halfling moves his hand to brush aside the parchment to continue with his lengthy breakfast, the heat of the ink suddenly burning into his hand, causing him to draw it back suddenly and curse in pain.
Ah, by the gods!
Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
And I'm easy, just all the way around.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Lauren, who plays Dagna.
Dwarves only hunt dragons in the morning. They say the early beard gets the worm.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
I'm falling.
Ben, who plays Callus.
You will not take candle.
Stephanie, who plays Stephanie, who plays Boone.
I just don't want to do this anymore.
And Kyle, who plays Cam.
I'm so tired.
It's understandable with all the shit he hears.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sean. Hey.
So last week was full of a bunch of stuff. Notably, Cyrus falling to his death.
Well, we all stood by and watched.
Spoiler alert, he's dead. Perfect.
Yeah,
he was already dead.
He was dead before he started falling.
Hey.
What the feast.
And we don't actually know that he was falling to his death.
Well, let's back up. You guys met an old druid. You were true friends to each other and helped each other hide a body. And
no.
And then you came to a cliff face where Cyrus made a jump of faith. And he's falling.
And my faith was not rewarded.
Okay. As you guys observe him falling, you see him falling and falling and falling, and you hear a grotesque crunch as his body hits the ground below, and blood pours out. Immediately, a pack of wolves come out of the forest and begin eating his body and ripping it apart. And then, after that, somehow a comet falls from the sky and blasts a crater into the ground, destroying the wolves and any remnants of Cyrus's body, and all you see is a wisp of smoke coming from the ground.
Is this for real? Is this what we're talking on? Wait a minute, this is a joke, right?
That's what you see.
Can I roll something to see if I can discern that it was a magical effect of some kind?
Absolutely.
All right, well, this is the part of the show where I vamp for a second because I haven't opened Roll 20 yet.
After that, you do see trolls come out of the forest, pick up the hunks of meat that are left behind and eat them and then leave back into the forest.
Yeah.
What the fuck just happened?
That was very clean.
What just happened?
They use every part down there. what would that be, Sean? Is that a perception? Is that an arcana? Am I inciting the cave?
You said you were looking for magical?
I'm trying to discern if what just happened was like a thing that just happened, or if this is some sort of illusion.
You decide what check you want to give me on that. Sell me on something.
I would say it is perception, right? Like, okay. I want to see something seem off.
Yeah, you're looking
about
around
it
for anything that's out of place.
Yeah.
And why just all of these coincidental
21.
things. 21. You absolutely notice a flickering of the image as this is happening. One of the wolf's hairs seems to like kind of not be in place, right? Everything appears to be slightly stagnant as opposed to moving. And you would discern that there's something magical in nature going on here.
Okay. I'm going to think about that for a minute. I'm going to say, well,
I don't think
everything is as it seems.
You think?
I mean, that seemed a bit excessive with the meteor falling out of the sky.
I love how everybody's just like, now hold on a second. There's no like, oh my god, Cyrus. It's just like,
no, Dagna's in fucking shock, my dude.
The Jor-El said that we needed faith, right?
To jump off the side of a cliff?
Okay, Dagna, hold on. Cam, you have message, right?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay, you will message me when you see me fall.
Let me message Cyrus now.
I'm just going to go for it.
No.
150 feet, 120 feet.
Is it by sight?
You point your finger towards a creature within range and whisper a message. The target hears the message and can reply in a whisper that only you can hear. You can cast the spell through solid objects if you're familiar with the target and know it is beyond the barrier.
Absolutely. Cast message away.
Yes.
I cast message. Are you more dead?
Cyrus, when this happened, you felt yourself kind of, as you fall and fall and fall, all of a sudden you felt yourself cradled as though by an imaginary large hand and set down gently, brushed off on the back, and you find yourself standing in a tunnel made of red stone. It's not brickwork. It's not naturally wrought. It's just a red stone hallway. And you hear this message.
I respond as like, I'm an intact, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, so at that point, I just look at the group with wide eyes and go, well, that was not what I was expecting to hear. And then I walk off.
You walk off the cliff, you see Cam fall and fall and then just tumble into rocks as his body is beaten and broken. And as that happens at the bottom, you didn't see the spike before, but all of a sudden his body is just impaled all the way through at the base of the cliff face.
What's happening?
Dagna, it's okay. It'll be okay. You just need to have faith. Do you want to take my hand?
Probably, yeah.
Callus, take my other hand.
What about the carpet? We can take the carpet, right? We can take the carpet, right?
Who had the carpet?
I think Cam did.
Dagna looks over the valley. Oh, shit.
I am the one with the bag of holding, so maybe.
Okay, so I'm going to look at both of them and say, trust me. And I hold out my hands for them to put their hands in them.
Callus is just going to hop off the ledge by himself. And then flash down.
Fuck okay. You too.
As you fall off, you see his wings fail, as then a great black dragon comes swooping out of nowhere, and you hear this grotesque crunching sound as it takes its in its maw and flies off into the distance.
Okay.
Okay.
Dagna is...
Dagna, I promise it's okay. Okay, hold on. Are you ready? Okay. So, I'm going to kneel down. And then I'm going to mutter to myself, have a moment, like I always do.
Okay.
And then Dagna, I am holding her hand, and we are going to jump off.
Okay.
When you do that, when you make your little prayer, you just hear conquer fear in your brain.
Okay. And then I grab Dagna, and we go.
Dagna, do you fall begrudgingly?
Oh my god, everything is telling her no, but she
said
trust me, and that is what gets her.
Oh, Dune has got a good start here. you guys, Boone just kind of forward off, arms behind her outstretched. Dagna kind of begrudgingly just kind of thinks about it, her feet stutter, and then falls as well, kind of backwards twisting. And as you guys fall and fall, all of a sudden, you feel, like I said before, a great hand grab you from behind and set you down somewhere. You are now in a dark chamber. And like I described before, it's stone, not brick, not naturally wrought, but a red stone hallway. There appears to be an archway ahead of you, and there appears to be something written at the top of it.
I go to go read it.
Okay. In a language that you cannot determine, but you're able to read, you read... Only those who conquer fear will be found worthy.
Oh no, I'm fucked.
What used to be appeared to be a long tunnel, longer than the eye can see, now becomes an archway into a great circular room. In this chamber, there appears to be a dais, or a dais, I'm not sure the exact pronunciation, about 10 feet across and 10 feet wide, raised about 3 feet in the air. And in the middle of it, there appears to be a circle as well that's wreathed in a wall of fire. You see exits to the north, east, and west.
Hmm.
There's a small little step, a couple stairs leading up to this dais.
Do we have a map of this, Sean, by any chance, or no?
Let me see really quick.
We could even just sketch something on a blank white screen.
Does it?
Yeah, just so make a circle, and at the top of the circle put a hallway, at the west of the circle put a hallway, and at the east of the circle put a hallway, and a circle that has a dais on it that
so
is about 10 feet wide.
So I can get up and stand on it, right?
Yes.
I guess I'm going to go up and stand on it. Don't kill me.
So as you are you just walking up to the you're just walking up to the steps?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you walk up the steps. And you are standing in front of a big circle. There's only about a 1 foot area. So this is pretty much like 9 by 9 circle of fire that goes floor to ceiling.
Okay.
As you get within 5 feet of this wall, you're going to take 1d6 damage.
Did we rest?
Four. You're going to take 4 damage. Yes, you did.
Okay. Cause I was like, oh, I have 8 HP, and there's no way that's right. Who's up in a fucking hole? Okay, so 4 HP. Okay. Okay, I'll take 4 points. And I'll probably stand back and be like, don't do that.
What's your passive perception?
Okay.
I
never know where that's at.
What's your plus to perception?
My perception is
your plus
4.
To perception. Okay.
I know.
So it's a
14.
14.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. So with your 14 passive perception, as you step back, you notice something written on the stairs.
Okay. I read it.
Did I add celestial to your languages?
That was
I
me.
Only I only have common and gnomish.
Okay. You cannot read this writing.
So I will probably yell at the group. Guys, can one of you read this?
What is it? Like, I'll walk up and take a look at it.
Okay. As you read, in Celestial, you read, piety is the irrevocable ward against fear.
Ooh.
Piety. Those are some big words, Sean.
Yeah.
Could you repeat that, please?
Piety is the irrevocable ward against fear.
Against fear. Okay, cool, thank
piety,
you.
Piety, I think it's piety.
No, I think you're right.
Because it's pious. Yeah,
it's pious.
That's some $2 words right there.
So another thing that you guys notice with your passive perception as you're in this room, as you enter this room and you kind of look around, all of a sudden you see a carving of what appears to be a serpent on the wall. You didn't notice it before, but now it grows. It turns into like a polychromatic, like opalescent, pearlescent serpent with wings and big black eyes. Or big white eyes, as it fades into existence in the wall.
In which wall?
It's in the room.
Uh-huh.
Just past the thing, just kind of on the ceiling-ish. It doesn't appear to indicate any direction or anything.
Okay, that's what I was going for.
It just appears that it faded into existence.
Okay. I am going to kneel down, and I am going to actually pray for guidance.
And as you pray, in your mind you hear, piety is the irrevocable ward against fear. Only those who conquer fear will be found worthy.
And I was like, is this a conversation? Like, I'd be like, bitch, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
You told us the translation of that out loud, I assume, right? We know.
Yeah.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
So do we just keep walking?
So yeah, like I said, there's an entrance, there's an like a opening to the north, the east, and the west. Would you guys like to look around, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'll do a perception check, Sean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perception Same.
Check. Hey, oh, a 17.
Oh, I got a
sorry,
9.
Sorry, it would be, I lied, it's east, can you give south, us a, can and you... west. So it's, so east, southwest, instead of north, just make it south.
So while Sean's drawing this, real quick, guys, okay, so obviously, this is a place that is very important to me. In theory, I would have advantage of some sort. Do you guys have any better ideas
advantage of
what I can do? Well, no, because it's... Okay, nah, well...
I can tell you you're not the only person that's supposed to be here.
No, that's not what I was saying, okay?
No, I know, but...
The druid basically made it seem like this is someone that brought me back. Or like, you know... Yeah.
I think the best thing that we can do is go ahead and examine like the rooms.
Did you
for
guys
us.
Give me perception checks?
Yeah
we did.
A 10.
Yeah. I got a 9.
I Thank God someone's
got with your 26, you recognize writing above each door. Same with you, Cyrus.
I rolled a 17, too.
Okay, so yeah, so the three of you, you guys notice some carvings, not writing, you notice carvings above each of the doors in here. Over the east wing entrance, there's a carving of a tree. Over the south wing entrance, there's a carving of a sword and shield. And over the west wing entrance, there's a carving of a bed. This room appears to be made of the same red stone as the hallway that you entered from.
So, which way do you think we should go?
To the tree?
Why would you pick the tree?
Well, why wouldn't you pick the tree?
To be fair, a druid did send us here, so maybe?
We supposed to face our fears?
Or were you, like, stepped in the room?
Cam is pretty scared of beds, which is why he doesn't sleep in one.
Exactly. And I've had a bad experience with the druid, so I'm not a big fan of trees anymore. Seriously, though, I think, yeah, we're in this room, I assume, now. And in fact, I'm going to even put my character in this room. Haha. I think if we're supposed to face our fears, I think more of our fears lay with the sword and shield, no?
I would have to agree with Cam.
That's I don't know if sense. That's what we're supposed to be doing, but that's just what makes sense to me.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
In the words of Cam, fuck your forest.
Somewhere there is an angry druid.
I ain't saying it. It's a joke. Don't kill me. I'm legit nervous. I
think it's a little bit more logical to go towards the sword and shield.
Okay. Well, Sean, we proceed to door C, the south.
The south wing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so you enter this tunnel, and as you guys enter this tunnel, you hear gears begin to move, and a door closes behind you.
Hmm.
And as you do so, you see in front of you a long pathway, and you see basically, you guys know what a gauntlet is, right?
Yep.
Swinging scythes, pillars bashing from the ceiling, like all of this. And you appear to see a door at the ender of the, like, and the end of the room. And it opens up into another room. But it appears that there is a gauntlet laid out before you. The first feature appears to be a swinging scythe. The second one appears to be random crushing pillars. The third one appears to be spikes shooting out in different places. And the fourth one appears to be a... some sort of bridge where there's wind blowing across it. You can hear wind howling.
So, like, a gauntlet, like, is laying in front of us?
You are in a hallway, and you see, basically, a swinging scythe, and then past that is a bunch of pillars crashing down from the ceiling, and then past that is spikes shooting out of the wall going across the distance, so from right to left and left to right, randomly shooting out spikes, and the last part appears to be a little bridge leading across.
No, understand. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking gauntlet like a fucking, like, glove. Like,
No.
Okay, no,
like,
sorry.
Like, you're going to have to weave and dodge and do whatever to get through this. Yeah,
I get it. Yeah, sorry. I was hoping that there was a magic gauntlet, like, chilling on the ground that, like, we'd pick up and, like, fix everything.
Yeah.
So I
love the description in this. So, like, so they put a thing on how to pass this, and it says, because let's be honest, that's how we do it in video games. That was one of the descriptors. And by the way, this is Ewerpoint in the Discord. Thank you. This is a fucking awesome dungeon. I knew I wanted to use it the moment that I laid eyes on it. So.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jess. We're going to thank them too.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks. Maybe
you probably
hopefully
killed
no
us
one
all.
Dies here.
All right. So I'm going to proceed through the door, conveniently holding a sword and shield. And I want to just, like, take a moment and kind of, like, is everything moving or is it like a stationary trap?
Yeah, they're all, like, moving at once. It's just a continuous thing. So you see this blade going back and forth, and then you see the pillars crashing down, and you see the spikes past that, and you can hear wind howling at the end of the hallway.
All right. So then what I want to do is I want to like take a second and watch it and like try to see what I can understand from that perspective, just to see if like I can kind of figure out some sort of rhythm to it.
Give me an investigation check.
It kind of feels more like perception, no, right? I mean...
It'd be investigation, because perceiving would be to see them. Investigating to get a deeper understanding, it would be investigating.
I rolled a 7.
Okay, you can't quite get a full understanding of it.
Now, Sean, you said there's a swinging scythe. So this is like swinging from above?
Yeah, so there's like a pole, a steel pole holding the scythe. You can see it kind of swing through into like... little gaps in the wall, like there's a little gap that accommodates it. So it's like a pendulum.
Right. Can I like fly up to where it comes out of the ceiling?
Yeah.
Can I try and like jam something in there to try and stop it?
Yeah, absolutely.
nice.
Sell me on a check for that.
Thieves tools?
Absolutely. Kind
of? All right. I'm just going to use this button because it's the same bonus. I don't actually have a button for it.
By the way, it's a cacophony of sound in here.
Oh, yeah, I assume just the swing of the...
the thud, 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 of the spikes and just howling wind.
All right, well, that is a 13 on my attempt to break this trap.
You try and shove something in there and you can't. It's made of some sort of very sturdy metal, and as you do it, it cracks and bends and falls to pieces on the ground.
Well, that did not work.
It's a good try. Good try, Callus.
What I could do.
Sean, like, can I do like a perception check to see if there's anything on the walls or anything like that that might stop any of this? Or is it like just smooth all the way down?
Yeah, you can give me
down?
A perception check of the walls and stuff.
Or just like that would give me an idea. Well, yes. Does a 7 get me anything, Sean?
You are certain that there is nothing here. You guys are rolling turds this campaign.
I know.
It's fantastic.
Not, it's the campaign. Like,
yeah.
Guys, I don't think we have any way out of this.
All right.
Let me see. Maybe I'll get lucky.
What are you doing?
That's cute.
You know what?
Sorry, I love you, man. It's okay. You got this. You got this.
I'm going to roll investigation and see maybe there's like a button or something like that. Who knows? There might be a button. 18.
Yay!
18. You are very certain that there is no mechanism to turn this off in this hallway.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
Let's go for it, right?
Like, just run?
Okay. Perhaps we should try to time it correctly. We should be able to get through it most of the way.
One at a time?
Well, yeah, probably.
Yes. Because when statistically...
There is no gaps between these traps either. They're back
to back. So whoever goes,
what?
You gotta fucking go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we notice like a timing of it, Sean? Like, is
give
there
me an
like...
investigation check?
Jeez, oh, right. I okay. fucking.
Ugh, God.
21.
Fucking God.
Five.
10.
Yeah. So,
that just means the Dagna can figure out the timing
so,
of it.
So, Dagna, you notice a definitive pattern to this. And as you do so, it just makes sense in your mind. You're not entirely sure you could describe it. You could assist by giving everybody else a +2 on each of their successive checks, but you feel like you could pass through this without issue by
absolutely.
Kind of describing as they go, you know, like jump aside, move here, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to say that you feel confident you could make it through this. Did anybody else roll above an 18 on investigation?
Yeah. No, I rolled a 3, so I got a 10.
Rolled, yeah, 5.
Dagna, right. This just innately makes sense to you.
Okay, all right. Trust me. I trusted you, Boone. Trust me.
Oh.
And she's going to give instructions on how to get through it.
Are you going to give instructions, just kind of tell them how currently?
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of like lay it out for them. Like, all right, this is the pattern that I notice. Now, whoever goes in first, just I'll stay in the back and, you know, I'll make calls. Just listen to what I'm doing, okay?
Okay. So the rest of you guys now have a +2 to your checks to complete this challenge. Dagna, you will feel no ill effects of going through this combine.
Okay.
You could literally hop through and hop back, no problem.
Okay. Do you guys want me to go first to show, so you can see the way?
Well, yes. It would help us trust that the advice you're giving us is good.
That's fair. Okay.
I think we're supposed to conquer fears, so maybe it's better if we go without it, but...
So, Dagna, you wait until the third swing of the scythe when the stone pillar just beyond it leaves a gap for you to go into. The moment that happens, you jump in. The stone pillar rises up beneath you, and you jump over just as the spikes are sliding out from behind it. And as you do so, you know that there's wind coming from the left, so you know to duck and roll over the bridge and make your way to the other side.
Whew. And that's what she does.
You Boom. See Dagna just matrix out. Or what's that movie where with the lasers and Catherine Zeta-Jones?
I don't know, but it sounds fun.
That old one that dates me. But anyway, she just like basically, it's she makes it look so easy. And you guys are like, what the hell? Okay.
Okay. You well, got it.
That didn't look too difficult.
Fucking bards,
I'm sure
man.
We can all do this.
Fucking bards.
Don't hate me because I'm prettier. Okay, you ready for this?
I have an 18 charisma as I brush my hair back.
as I dust flies out in like a poof.
Yeah.
So do I.
Oh, good. All right, well, never mind. We're both super attractive. Who wants to go first?
I would probably go because Dagna told me to trust her.
So I will tell you guys that this will take 4 checks of a 13 or higher.
Okay, what do you want?
You guys will make it through no matter what, but there may be ill effects depending on how many success, dexterity, acrobatics.
That's fine. What you want acrobatics?
Acrobatics checks. So it'll be 4 acrobatics checks.
Ugh. Boone, I believe in you, Bark Inspiration.
Acrobatics or athletics.
Oh!
I would say athletics would work as well.
Okay. Ooh, a crit. That's a good start.
I did. I critted it.
That has to give me like...
So let's go one by one. So, Boone.
Yes.
What's your first check?
Natty 20.
I got a crit.
You pass the scythe just fine, but as you're running through, just before you are some pillars crashing up and down. What's your next check?
Okay. So then you said acrobatics or athletics?
Yes.
Okay, so...
You also have Bardic Inspiration, baby. I just gave it to you.
Oh, thanks, babe. I got you. Dune on the ride.
I ship it.
Hey, you know, that Bardic Inspiration really helps me out.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, an 11, but I have Bardic Inspiration.
Plus two.
Oh, but I got...
Plus two and then plus a D8.
Wait. But I got a +2 anyway, because so now I'm at a 13. Okay, so I get through the second one.
Okay. Okay. As you pass through the second one, like as you're vaulting off with your heel, a pillar that's coming out of the ground, you tuck into a ball, but you notice spikes coming at you from either side. What's your next check?
Okay, so 13.
13 meets it. It tears the sleeve. A spike tears the sleeve of your tunic. Or your leathers as you come to a 3-point landing just past that. You feel wind buffeting you from either direction as you stand before this bridge.
Okay. And then I got a 16.
You can sense the pattern immediately and you tuck and roll just like Dagna did as you find yourself standing next to Dagna on the other side of this bridge into an open archway beyond.
And then Boone acts like there was no big deal, and she high-fives Dagna, like,
yeah!
Okay, we got this.
All right, who's next?
I'll go.
Oh, you're going to go?
Yep.
Go for it.
All right, let's try this. Swinging scythe, yeah.
Yep.
Acrobatics, here we go. Ouch.
What was it?
Well, the +2, that's 11.
Okay, you walk up to the swinging scythe and you time it improperly. You're going to take 2 damage as it slashes into your wrist.
I just like the idea. I just like the idea that Dagna and Boone did it gracefully, and Cyrus just walks straight into the blade.
I'm a fan.
Of course you are.
No, not because I don't want to hurt. It's just, okay. You do good. I'll give you bardic inspiration, but I don't
you
have
don't
it.
Have it.
I know.
Next trap, right?
No, you're still at the first one. I'm going to make you do that again because you failed the initial. So you got to time it right. Got to time it right. We're going to start again.
God damn it!
Okay. You make your way through the first trap, but you're cut again, taking... Let's see here. Whoops.
You should escalate the dice damage.
You're going to take one more damage as it slashes you on the wrist again, but you're able to pass through, and just ahead of you are these pillars crashing up and down.
Cyrus, you can do it!
This is a hodgepodge.
Maybe if you play some music.
Okay. And she pulls out her bagpipes and starts playing.
It was the heat of the moment.
I was going to say, we are the champions. I don't know.
I want some Queen.
Fat bottom girls.
Not that one.
Hey, now. You're...
All star Queen. Yes. Okay, we need to save that one. That's her fucking finale.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, next
this
one.
This whole campaign is just a prelude to Degna playing Smash Mouth at the end of the season.
That's it. Right there.
All right, here we go. Hey!
Yeah.
Hi.
With your 18, the balls of your feet find purchase on one of these pillars as your other hand behind you finds one above you, and you pull yourself through, almost making like a spinning move through, as you come into a slide just beyond that with the spikes. Make me another check. Yeah, it's intentional.
Here we go. 8.
You have a D8.
You can roll your D8 if you would like.
The math does not work.
I don't like the math.
Okay. Shook. You're going to take 4 damage.
Ow.
As you're caught on the shoulders, making your way through, bleeding, leaving a bloody stain across the ground, you find yourself at this bridge. And you can hear the wind gusts ahead of you, and you know that you only have a momentary second before you're blown off the side.
You know what? Screw this. I'm using Misty Step.
Absolutely.
Oh my God,
Misty Step. All of a sudden, Cyrus is standing next to Dagna and Boone.
Wait,
little bloody, little not super worse for wear, but he's seen better days.
You could have done. It's only 30 feet, so you couldn't have done the whole thing.
Anyway. No, he made it all the way to the bridge. He could have made it after that. It's only like 10 feet.
I know.
15
I'm just
feet.
Laughing, it's,
yeah. You could have made it from the beginning. You couldn't have made it from the beginning.
Yeah, it's too. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you'd be like teleporting into the spikes or something.
All right, who's next? Is it? It's Callus.
I look at Boone and Dagna's. Not a word.
I'm playing my bagpipes.
And then I'm dancing a little bit. Not a lot.
Hey, Nell, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
I make a gesture to Callus, and I do the, like, oh, sir, go ahead.
Thank you. Let's see if I can do this a bit more gracefully than Cyrus did it. It'd
be hard to do it worse, but...
good luck, Stubby. I'm pretty sure I heard his little crack, so I respond with that.
All right. Callus is going to try and, like, use his newfound flying abilities to try and help avoid some of this stuff.
Okay. Some will be more difficult, some will be less difficult.
All right.
The spikes will be less difficult, the bridge will be more difficult.
All right.
The scythe and the pillars, you have no real benefit.
All right. Sounds good. Let's go.
Okay. You take to flight.
Oh, Jesus. Ben.
All right, so...
Okay, what was that?
That is a 12 on my acrobatics.
12. Shk! As you get cut from the scythe, not timing it right. You're going to take 4 damage, and I'm going to make you roll that one again for the second time. You will make it through on the second one no matter what.
All right. How about a 22?
20. You time nice. It right. You pass through. You see the pillars coming down between you, but you think you can just kind of barrel roll through it.
All right. Do a barrel roll. 13.
13. You barrel roll through as two crush together, kind of dust and little flecks of stone fly off as you make your way through. The spikes, this is going to be a DC 9 for you. All right. You can kind of see a gap between them.
24.
24, absolutely. Not even an issue. You continue your barrel roll through as you come to the bridge and you notice these wind gusts as your wings begin to kind of take their own course. You're a little worried. This is going to be a DC 15.
Come on, wings. Don't fail me now.
Don't stop.
16.
Yep.
It's gonna
you bend be one time. Wing to the side and bring it in as the other one bears you through to the other side. You come to a spinning stop, kind of on your knees and spin a little bit, but it looks graceful, like you meant to do it. And you make your way through.
And I just kind of add a little flourish at the end and bow.
Nice checks. Well played.
Nicely right. done.
Cam, everybody else is standing on the other side from you.
Cam is doing some stretches. He's, you know.
Stretch out those quads.
All right. All right. And go. I start with a failure.
With a cut, you're going to take 3 damage.
Okay. All right. Just kidding. Just kidding, guys. I got this. And another
That's
failure.
That adrenaline. Okay, you make your way through with another You're cut again. You take 4 damage as you make your way through. But you now find yourself standing with these stone pillars, and one is about to rise up beneath you. What were you going to say, Dagna?
I'm trying to decide if I want to give him a bardic inspiration
or not. It's all right. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
You do have time to be able to do so if you would like.
I make a dive towards the pillars as I scream, I'm a healer!
19. Yes, as you do, you kind of dive through, and there like two crunch beside you. One like crunches between your legs, just in the gap area where you would have been emasculated, but you just pass through as you come to a roll just before the spikes.
Okay.
And your momentum's bearing you forward.
I just close my eyes and barrel forward, basically.
Okay.
24.
You like wow. You like home plate slide past these as they above you. And you come to this bridge as you come to a little bit of a stop, but you know that you're going to get blown off if you don't do something right now.
Arguably overconfident, he takes a leap forward. 17.
You jump the bridge. You make the 10-foot jump past the bridge as you kind of feel a wind gust below you blow your armor to the side a little bit, and you come landing on 2 feet, standing, and you're good. You make your way through.
There's everybody.
And the only one that's a bleeding mess is Cyrus.
No, shocking. I just got slashed twice with a gigantic blade. I'm a little fucked up. All right, well, that was fun.
Your definition of fun is different from mine.
Well, you're not more dead.
That's I still feel pain.
Do you?
And that's as they're having this conversation, Dagna's going to stop playing her bagpipes, turn around, and open the door.
So in this room as you enter, it's a big circular pit. It's about 5 feet down, and it's full of sand. In this pit, you see several training dummies of different types. You see one that's meant to take blade attacks, a couple that are meant to take bludgeoning attacks. You see different archery buttes. And on the far side, you see a haired creature covered in blood wailing on one of these blunt-type training dummies. And as its eyes turn to meet you, you see some glowing red eyes, big fangs, surrounded by like a bristle of grayish hair. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Oh boy.
I don't like that.
Why? You didn't engage. Oh, I got a stellar initiative of 6.
You're better than me. I got a 4.
I wasn't shocked, Matt.
I rolled a thing. I can't. Where's my fucking token? There it is. I rolled a 6.
I rolled an 11.
All right. 15.
Oh my god.
I'll go when I go, I guess. I'm going to get rid of this extra text on here. I did just want to write archery butts.
Archery butte.
Yeah, but butts is funnier. All right. So we came in the room to the side. I think we're all huddled up on one side.
Yeah, you guys are all over here. All right. And this thing is training at a training dummy on the far side. As you look around the room, you do see a... where is it? Oh, sorry. As this thing bears down on you, the door you came into, a portcullis closes as though you can't exit. You don't hear the gears whirring behind you as though the traps have been deactivated. And on the far side of the wall, there appears to be a alcove with something in it. All right, so let's go ahead and start the initiative order. That would be Dagna starting first. Dagna, what do you do?
This thing is
glaring menacing at you. You have no question in your mind. It is prone to attack.
It's going to attack. Okay. Cool.
Tight.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to decide if she would actually try to, like, befriend it or not. But there's no doubt in her mind this thing is going to attack, right?
Yeah. This thing is bred for battle, you can tell. There is nothing else in this room that has been here in a very long time, and somehow it's covered in blood.
Okay.
You can see something that this thing is meant for battle, and it is eyeing you down as a challenge.
Cool. So Dagna is going to go ahead and cast Shatter on him. I need him to make me a Constitution saving throw, please. Where's my fucking spells?
That would be a 5 on a crit fail.
Negatory, my dude. Hold on. My fucking spells disappeared. Where do they go? There we go. Shatter. Okay. At second level. He takes 11 points of thunder damage.
Nice.
And he just, like, a loud, like, sound of noise is ringing in his ears.
Yes.
Any non-magical object that's in that area also takes damage. So I don't know
what's
if
the area
or not. 10 feet. 10 foot radius.
The training dummy, the two training dummies next to it crumble.
Okay. And then...
at least the pole just holding them do.
Okay, and then she's just going to bring her shield back around to the front of her, and she's just ready for whatever is going to happen next.
Okay. This thing turns to face you. Its mace that it's holding appears to be intact. It appears to be a two-headed mace with skulls at the end. Oh. You would think that Shatter would have done something to this, but it didn't. It's going to run at you, Dagna. It's going to flail at you. First one is 12.
Miss.
Okay. Second one is going to be 14 to hit.
Miss.
And the third one is going to be 28 to hit.
That does not miss.
Okay. You're going to take 10 bludgeoning damage, and I need you to make a con save.
Ouchies.
Ouchies.
A plus 9?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. A con save, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this will be rich. Oh, a 12.
Okay, you are paralyzed until the end of your next turn.
Oh, great.
As one of these skulls strikes you.
Oh, I think her head just kind of reels for a second, and she's just, yeah, paralyzed. Cool.
Okay, and that's its turn. Callus.
All right. Callus is just going to draw his rapier and stab at this thing.
Okay.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size? an 11 to hit?
11 does not hit. How are you at advantage?
Because he's a rogue.
Because I'm a kobold.
Kobold, my bad.
Oh, gotcha.
Because Ben said so.
That too.
Also that.
Wait, you get extra advantage because you're a kobold?
Yep.
I think it's first attack, isn't it?
Nope.
It's pack tactics. So if I have an ally adjacent to an enemy, I have advantage on that enemy.
That's pretty good as a rogue. Yeah. You have a lot of advantage going on. Sucks you're a kobold, but that's a pretty good feature.
It's better on a ranger.
Whoa, whoa. Okay.
Saddle up.
Wait, way to shove it in his fucking face, Matt.
All right. Anywho, next.
And
it's Boone or Cam. Whose dex is higher? Oh, yeah. I'm guessing Cam's.
Oh, probably Cam.
I have a 12.
Dex. Ooh, dexterity. Well, okay. Here's the thing. My character sheet is
God. She opened her character.
Oh, 13, okay, actually.
There you go.
Yep, she goes first.
Can I do Divine Smite and Hunter's Mark?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. So I'm going to hit this thing with my greatsword.
Well, first you'll Hunter's Mark it, won't you?
Okay. Sorry. My stuff is not working right. So Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
And then if you'd like, sorry, my character sheet is so messed up right now. And then my dude. Okay. And then I'm going to hit it with my greatsword.
Okay. That's a null value. It didn't do anything.
Great.
Close your sheet and reopen it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. See, that's what I'm saying. Everything is not working for me, guys. This is awful. Okay. Cool. All right. So now I will hit it with my greatsword.
Okay.
And
that's nothing. Did it again.
Right. Just roll it. Roll it manually, okay. Steph.
All right. You know what that means? Nothing to me.
Let's roll 1d20 all right, plus
1d20 plus okay, so I got a 12 plus my,
what's your strength?
Strength plus? Is 2, so that's 14.
Plus 3 from proficiency. So 17.
Okay, 17. Okay.
A 17 does hit.
Okay, perfect. So for my damage, let's see, greatsword is
2d6.
It's 2d6? It's okay.
Yep, plus your strength.
Okay, so
plus your d6 from Hunter's Mark.
And then my d8.
So 3d6.
Is it 3d6? Yeah. Okay, so 3d6.
Let's roll 3d6 and then plus roll 1d8.
Well, you can just do plus, well, it'd be 2d8.
Or 2d8.
Okay, so 11 for my d6 and then 2 for my d8. And then, okay, so 16.
And you also got to add your strength modifier.
So my strength is 2.
So 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, nice hit. That's a good hit.
That's an okay hit. I really wish my shit would have worked so I didn't have to.
You're good. We had this experience at the table when we played.
God.
Like, I don't know how to do it.
Okay, you guys spoiled me because I only know how to play electronically.
Sean?
Yes.
She gets a second attack.
Oh, shit.
I do! Yay! Okay, so d20 plus 5. Okay. Thank you. 7?
7 does not hit. Unfortunately.
That is garbage. Okay, well, I did okay the first time.
Cam.
Okay, so Cam is going to put his calculator away. and he is going to say, oh, you like loud noises, do you, buddy? And do his version of Shatter, which is also a very loud noise, which is Toll the Dead. Roll a wisdom save for me as he hears an incredibly loud, huge bell ringing in his ear?
Okay. And it's a whiz save. That's a crit fail. That's 2 crit fails for me on the evening.
They're going to take 18 necrotic damage.
Damn.
Wow.
Wow. That's a good roll.
That is a good roll.
That's a really good roll. All right, Cyrus.
All right, I am going to move over here, and while doing so, I lift up my eye patch to curse this thing.
Okay.
And strike twice at it. Does a 26 hit?
A 26 does hit.
That is 13 points.
Okay.
One more hit, and I'm assuming a 20 hits.
Yeah, you guys are doing work.
That is an additional 16 points of damage.
So 13 plus 16, 29?
Yep.
Oof.
Gotta love that thirsting blade.
All right. Nice. Dagna, you slash... So for Cyrus, you slash through him. Bits of fur and detritus go into the sand as we move to Dagna. Dagna, you are paralyzed until the end of your turn. So basically what you can do this turn is unparalyze.
Oh, cool. She's gonna, shake her head like, motherfucker. And that's... That's her turn.
This thing is going to turn to face Cyrus.
What you got?
All right. And it's going to make three attacks against you.
Oh, I forgot about the three attacks.
A crit fail.
That's
a
miss.
Third crit fail in the evening. 25.
That hits.
You're going to take 10 bludgeoning damage and 22 psychic damage.
Oh.
Oh.
How much is that all together?
32.
I'm down to 2.
Okay, and it's going to hit you again. 19.
One moment.
Cutting words? Can I cutting words that?
Oh, come on. There we go. Shield.
This is an extreme. You have a plus 5 bonus to AC. Okay. So it'll be a 14 versus your AC.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It goes to strike you, bearing down on your face as a magical shield pops up in front of it as the third flail bounces off of it, and this thing looks dumbfounded and angry. And we're going to move on to Callus.
All right.
Shield for the clutch.
Seeing as how it's distracted by
well
Cyrus
played.
Now.
That was really well played.
And I'm out of spell slots.
Callus is going to stab at it with his rapier. Does a 14 hit?
A 14 misses.
Okay. I'm helping, guys. How do I stab with these little stubby arms?
I'm surprised you didn't make it do an insight check against you or whatever that thing that you do is, or a deception.
I mean, that just lets me do sneak attack to it, which I already could at this point.
Gotcha. Okay, Boone.
Jesus.
I'm fucked up.
Okay, is that you? Which one is you?
This one.
Oh, okay. Okay, so how far away are you? Okay, so I'm going to attack again. So the Hunter's Mark is still active, right?
Yes.
Okay, but the Divine Smite is only once, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Hunter's Mark, I'm going to try to hope that my character sheet works. Jesus Christ. Okay, so.
So that's a hit. So it'd be a 23.
Okay, and then my damage is, because my greatsword isn't working, what was it again? Sorry. It was a
D6?
2D6.
2D6. 2D6? Okay, so 2D6.
Plus 2, I think, right?
And then, no, but then I have Hunter's Mark, which is 1D6, right? So I have a total of 14.
Plus your strength.
Plus my strength. Okay, so 16.
16 is going to miss.
You do have
no. That was the damage. I already hit.
Oh, so 16 damage. Yes.
Right. Okay. Got it. And so then I have to roll again for my second attack.
Yep.
Christ.
Stephanie, okay. You do have Bardic Inspiration.
That'd be a plus 5, so that'd be a 15.
No, it'd be a 14.
No, it's plus 3, so it'd be 14. Unless she uses a Bardic Inspiration.
And then what is the Bardic Inspiration? It's a
D8. 1d8 now? Yeah. It's nice. 1D8. You got to your D8. That's where it really starts to make a difference.
Okay, so D8 plus 5.
Okay, so it would be a 13 plus 5, so it'd be 18.
18.
That's a hit.
Okay, so then I do. Right? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
So then 9 more another damage. 9 damage.
Plus the plus your D6 from Hunter's Mark, though.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, thank you.
All right, so 6. Nice. So another 6. All right. Slash as you cleave more meat and hair from this thing as it howls in pain and bears down upon you. Cam, you're up.
Okay. So, Cam, Cyrus is still pretty bad off. He looks like
Cyrus bad, Cam good.
thank you. Can I scoot around the bad guy? Just like, hey, what up? Oops, just scooting. Don't mind me. And I'm going to lean over to Cyrus and say, can you stop dying? and I am going to give you...
I'm trying my best here.
I'm going to give you a, let's see, I'm going to give you a second level cure wounds.
Oof.
So let's do that and click this. minimum. Right.
I'll take it.
D8. Isn't it 2d8?
It's not 2d8, on there.
It's only one,
right? You rolled a 1 and a 2.
Oh, no. Wow.
All right, well, you get 7 hit points back, my friend. I'm sorry.
I'll take it.
I tried.
Your pity heal.
I tried. Tried to give all you right. One of the slightly better ones.
Cyrus.
I'm going to use my bonus action to second wind.
Okay.
Let's see. One moment. And I gain 10 hit points back.
Okay.
And strike twice again. Hopefully this will bring it down. Does a 26 hit?
It does.
That is 17 points.
Okay.
Second strike. Hey.
Yeah. With the 26 that hits as well. 18 points. What does it look like when you kill this thing?
I just like, with one swipe of the halberd, sweep his legs. When he hits the ground, I turn the axe head and just smash it into his head.
Just fucking impale his eye with the back end of it as you smash bits of his skull and pieces into the sand.
And
as it kind of splashes beneath him.
And as soon as he dies, his life essence goes into me.
Nice.
That's creepy.
You should see a doctor about that.
That's how I heal.
All right. So you guys are out of combat. You're standing in a sandy pit with what appears to be some sort of hairy dog-like creature corpse.
Sean.
Impaled in the sand. Yes.
I want to pull out my book that I stole and see if he's in there. Remember my like bestiary, my like mini bestiary?
Yes.
Yes.
Flipping through. You recognize this as a gnoll, even though you can't put your finger on what type of gnoll it is that's not specified in this book. This is an outlier.
Interesting.
That's a gnoll. Its mace also seems to change a little bit. It turns into only having one chain, and the ball at the end appears to be a skull with glowing eyes.
I'm not touching that.
I'm going to bend down and look at it, but I'm not going to touch it. Can I do like a check?
You guys are so afraid
it?
Of weapons this season.
Yeah, thanks.
Gee, I wonder why.
Can I do like an Arcana check or something on
yes.
it?
Yes. Give me an Arcana check.
19.
Ooh, yes. Nice. With its glowing eyes and its, like, after being bludgeoned, appearing undamaged, it appears to be magical in nature to you.
Okay. Does anyone want a really cool magical mace?
I'm good.
I don't think I could really lift it with these tiny kobold arms. I can
so with
barely, barely stab it with this.
Also, as you guys are discussing this, you hear a from the end of the room as the portcullis raises, and you can hear some stones move aside, like in Harry Potter with Diagon Alley as the bricks kind of move. Behind mm-hmm. you in that little alcove, there appears to be a small opening open that has a chest in it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Boone runs up to investigate.
Boone, be careful. There may be traps.
You should be one to talk.
Says the one
go over and make sure there's not traps.
What did you say, Ben?
I'm going to go make sure there's not traps.
Well, I went to go investigate. Not touching it.
Yeah, investigate it. And did you do investigation or
I got a tools? 5.
What are you doing? I got a 17 investigation.
17 investigation. It does not appear to be trapped to you.
Okay.
All right, Callus.
It looks safe enough.
You seem so enthusiastic.
What, do you prefer I open it?
Well, fine. Yeah, you're the one that jumped in front of me.
I open up the chest.
Okay. When you open up the chest, it appears unweathered by age, although you, with the rest of the area surrounding it, cobwebs and dust, you would assume it's been here for quite a long time. Sitting in what appears to be like a velvet or velveteen setting is a potion bottle. But it's not a normal potion bottle. As you inspect it, it appears to be like if a pie chart was cut into thirds, this potion would fit one third. It's got interlocking grooves in the glasswork on the two flat sides of it, and the backside is rounded. So it looks like it's a third of a pie chart. And inscribed on it, it reads, "One who fears no flesh carries no sword."
One who fears no... What?
One who nope. fears no flesh carries no sword. And it contains a bright red potion.
Would I have been able to read it too?
Yes, everybody can read this. Well, I understand. I mean, you haven't looked, but yes, it's written in common.
Well, but like Ben and I are sitting right there, so...
This appears to be written in common.
So, okay. I don't know what that means, Callus.
Neither do I. I was hoping you might have a better idea since you have some connection to this place.
Other than bottoms up, I got another.
Well, hey, should we drink it now? It looks like there's supposed to be more that goes with this. Do we need to go into those other rooms first, perhaps? I don't know.
Everything points to us having faith and having trust.
Gotta have
faith. Trust it. I gotta have faith. baby. Okay, so
I don't know.
Do you want to drink it, Callus?
Why don't we just take it with us for now and we can decide later?
Can you guys see this drawing I'm making?
Yes.
That's kind of what it looks like. It was.
Oh, no. Like, I should probably pay attention to your drawing. Where is your drawing? There's so many drawings.
It looks like a penis.
From above, it would look like. It doesn't look like a penis.
That is.
I don't even know why I'm shocked.
An incredibly unimpressive penis. And a
pretty bard with attitude. I see that. I see bad guy.
From above, it would look like that.
Oh, like a little orange slice or something. Okay.
Yeah, like a third, like an orange cut.
Yeah.
In a third.
Yeah, a pie chart also works well in this game.
Which is what I said was pie chart. I used that.
That's what I was referencing back to. I'm sorry, honey. You have stupid crew tonight. Sorry.
Sean, is your intention to kill me?
Okay.
What?
Why don't
I? Always. Well, no. Huh? Like, okay, so can I grab the vial from Callus?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And I wasn't asking you, Ben. I'm going to snatch it. So I'm going to snatch it from Ben, and then I'm going to kneel down and almost, like, pray.
Okay. You hear no response.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, so I'm going to throw it. I'm literally going to throw it back at Callus and be like, this is garbage.
Okay. Right. I'll just hold on to this then.
Okay.
Maybe we should see the those other rooms. Maybe they have something better in them.
All right. So then I start walking with Callus.
I'm just casually following. I'm not touching anything in here just yet.
Same here.
So as you guys...
No one's taking the cool mace.
No.
Oh.
Not fucking Flyers. Actually, I'll go up to the mace.
Okay.
And I will grab it.
Okay. You're holding a mace.
Great. I'm going to put it in my pocket.
You can't put a mace in your pocket.
That's what you think. Okay, no.
For ease of expediency, because we really haven't come up with a system for identifying magic items, and I was going to try and push that, but whatevs. At this point, you are in possession of a +2 mace.
Oh,
whoa!
Yeah! All right. So hopefully my character sheet works now and I can actually put it in there.
Okay. Did we clear this area?
What do you mean area?
Is there anything else in this room? Like, is there another door?
Just the door you came from, and the portcullis appears to have been open, and you do not hear gears whirring as though the traps have ceased.
Thank God. So, I don't have to go through that again.
So we can mosey our way back to the main center room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's go.
Not a very good start with that, Steph.
I know.
You guys mosey your way back, and as you reach the archway into the main room, you see what we will talk about next week.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Spoiler alert, it's the same room you were in.
Yeah.
It's the end of the episode.
A special thank you to Jason, who is awesome and did our fun intro at the beginning of this episode. Fun, maybe not the word for it. Intro at the beginning of this episode. That double-crossing son of a... but in the interim, you can check out Jason and all of his amazing stuff at Diomedes Industries. Diomedes is spelled Diomedes, industries.com. Check it out. He does really awesome, amazing leather work, handcrafted stuff. And full disclosure, when you go to that amazing, beautiful website, you might notice incredibly beautiful, handcrafted, handmade Tabletop Champions leather dice bags. Meh, maybe that's why he's on the show. Maybe not. Who knows? Hard to say.
And thank you again to Jess on the Discord, Your Point, for this awesome dungeon. Sorry, I could not resist. It's too good. I am not this good, so I'll take it where I can get it. It's literally that awesome. So
that's perfect. Well, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at suite@turtle.fyi or calling the Champs line, which is 7575CHAMPS. It's a real fucking thing. I don't know. The thing is to keep in mind is it's really kind of the same thing as emailing us, but it's emailing us with your voice, because then all of a sudden I get an email or a text. That works too. Or I'm going to regret saying this, but at least one person has taken to just texting me memes at this point. And, you know, it's not the worst thing. I will regret saying that. Anyway, you can also check out our Discord.
You know what? I had an idea, Kyle.
Oh, sure.
I want phone calls of people saying Sean is a monster, and I want a vocal montage of Sean is a fucking monster.
Okay. Deal. Well, deal in the sense that I will merge all of those things into some sort of horrific audio nightmare.
Just make them all happen at once this great cacophony of terrible.
If you call and leave that voicemail, at some point I will turn it into a nightmarish soundscape that we will all regret having heard. So I look forward to that. You can join our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter @tabletopchamps. I'm @Fung.
I'm @SeanTheDM.
I'm @TheVoidMan. The O is a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm @Nat20Steph.
And I'm @TheNat1Lady.
And until next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Lauren,
bye.
Go!